Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
Unfortunately, what you're about to hear is real. The members of this radio program are simply not that bright, or what some people would call educated. They are merely stupid. They're not trying to offend anyone on purpose. And all have played doctors on TV. You have been warned and are cordially invited to join the party. This is the Men's Room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. You know what they say, shake your radio more than three times, and you're playing with it. You're listening to the Men's Room.
And away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,350. Along with Steve the Thrill Hill, the Ted Smith, and Mike Hawk.
Come on.
Montgomery.
And you are in the Men's Room. On tap today, Ryan Castle joins us from his basement studio dungeon. Once again, we will sit and spin as today we roll in the mud with the 10 dirtiest number one songs before WAP. We will play Profile This, plus headlines, Men's Room Shout of the Day, fundable listener emails, and everyone's favorite, TV Time with Ted.
Clack, shrinkity drunk.
Here we go. Colorado Meemaw in trouble after her pet deer gores her neighbor walking her dog. Meanwhile, a new sex doll is so realistic that a customer wants it to be the girlfriend to his hog. Florida man arrested after attacking girlfriend drunk with a pumpkin. Police looking for poacher who shot a buck with a crossbow. Can you say bumpkin? And Florida man finds the biggest one ever, and it's 6 inches long. That is all coming on today's very special episode of The Men's Room.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, people like sex. People like sex a lot, and sometimes that gets us into trouble. CNN analyst and reporter for The New Yorker, one Jeffrey Toobin, was Lubin the Toobin, and he's then taken a leave of absence from both of his jobs after he was busted masturbating on a Zoom call with co-workers. Yeah. Now, Toobin says he thought he was off camera. He apologized, and he called it embarrassing. And I'm sure it was. But it's less embarrassing than getting busted having sex with chickens. A man in England was sentenced to 3 years in prison for that exact reason. Meanwhile, his wife, she was handed a six-month suspended sentence for filming him with their GoPro. I can't imagine those family movies. But like I said, sex gets us into trouble. A woman in New York, she was fired from a well-known investment bank after walking in on her boss when the boss was shaking hands with the milkman. Flagging the dolphin, shucking the corn. He was masturbating in a conference room. She complained about it. He fired her. And then there's actor Matthew McConaughey. Well, his father passed away 28 years ago in 1992. But we only recently found out why. He had a heart attack and died while having sex. So like we said, sex can lead to many, many things. You hope it's a positive experience, but it isn't always. Maybe you got walked in on with kids or the parents or Maybe it was even more embarrassing when it's solo time. Or maybe somebody saw what you did to the pumpkin pie. Either way, this is what we want. I'm just, hey, man, it's the holidays, Mike, you know? Yeah. So you want to look at that pumpkin pie extra hard when they lay it down. Like, I'm not eating it. But today, here is our question. How did doing something naughty get you or someone else in trouble?
Be part of the big show. Call 206-421-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Men's Room Live. And send those emails to themensroom at KISW.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We return to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Over toes and away we go. Welcome to season 15, episode number 3,350.
What a large and in charge program we have for you today.
Maybe a guaranteed future repeat. This is going to be such an incredible show.
You think so?
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking maybe one day for the end of the year we take a day off. I did some math, and we still have a few days off.
Ooh.
You never know. Maybe a future repeat after all. Once again, we welcome in Ryan Castle. He will join us from what we understand from his basement studio dungeon, and we will once again sit and spin. And today, we kind of go back in time a little bit. Cardi B, she had the number one song for, I want to say, 6 or 7 weeks with WAP.
Oh, I thought it was called...
It might be called that as well. Either way, it
that's
is
the subtitle.
Maybe the dirtiest song that has ever been this popular in the history of the Hot 100. It is a filthy song.
It's going to be called Pants Moisture.
It is straight to the point. They've done very well with it. They marketed clothing and everything else.
So it's wild.
It's crazy. But we have 10 songs that up until that point were the dirtiest number one songs before that.
So okay.
Songs that are kind of filthy, but either way were popular and made it to number one. So the 10 dirtiest number one songs before WAP coming up with Sit and Spin. And today we're going to talk about getting a little naughty, so to speak. How did doing something naughty get you or someone else in trouble? We don't need to go into explicit detail
naughty.
About everything today.
Naughty.
That's exactly right. As we celebrate your skinless banger, you don't need to tell us all the things. Well, I was doing this to the dead. You know, we don't need to hear your sexual prowess. We just really want to know what happened to make it somewhat uncomfortable or get you in trouble or whatever the deal was. So
sure.
And we start with the guy who is the a writer for The New Yorker. And he is an analyst on CNN. His name is Jeffrey Toobin.
Yeah, Lubin the Toobin.
He didn't just expose himself during a Zoom work meeting. He was allegedly caught masturbating in the call with some of the magazine's biggest names and has been suspended from the publication. I made an embarrassingly stupid mistake. I believed I was off camera. The 60-year-old married Harvard Law School grad said in a stunning admission, I believed I was not visible on Zoom. I thought no one on the Zoom call could see me. I thought I had muted the Zoom video.
But wait, there's a question first. I understand that he did not think that he was on camera. My question is, if I'm doing a Zoom call with coworkers, I can't believe that at that same time, I feel the need to start masturbating while you're talking, whatever it is they're discussing. All right? Sure. I believe they were talking about like the upcoming election or how they're going to cover it. So they're doing like a mock-up of this. And I don't understand that even if I think I'm muted, I am off camera, that has to be the dullest, driest topic you could talk about. And so while we're discussing this, right, because we're talking about our coverage of it coming up in 2 weeks, and I'm like, you know what? All of this talk with my coworkers about politics is getting me hot and bothered.
Sure.
Let me step off camera and masturbate while I listen to their voices.
Right. You have time before the meeting.
I mean, listen.
Or after the meeting.
I like you guys. I do. And if we have to do a Zoom call, I promise you, I'm not just going to go off camera and start wanking.
I believe this is what happened, based on what he said.
Two sources said that at one point it looked as if Tubin was taking another call and lowered his camera. And that's when they saw him getting to work on himself. I apologize to my wife, family, friends, and coworkers. Basically meaning he was chatting with someone else on there that was...
But again, what did you say, hey, I would love to get to this phone call. Let me finish up with my coworkers on my Zoom call, not... You know what? While they're talking about the upcoming election, let me handle this.
That's exactly what they were doing. They were doing election simulation. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what they were doing. Now, let me ask you guys a question.
Oh, damn, you guys can see me. Sorry.
We have to do a Zoom thing coming up here, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So let's just say that we take, I don't know, all of us on the show, right? Mm-hmm. Ryan Castle can join in. We'll get Hair Club, a couple other members of the staff.
The Sauce Man?
Yeah, the Sauce Man.
Sauce Man.
And we'll see if you can guess which member of the staff is masturbating during the Zoom call. We'll just draw names from a hat, you know what
see
I mean?
See if you can tell, yeah.
Yeah, because we can all kind of like, it'd be like to tell the truth. Like, you could, like, Ted, you could, like, start making funny faces, then we all think it's you, but it's really not you. And then I can put my head down real quick or something, you know what I mean, and act like I'm adjusting.
I promise you it'll be me.
You think so?
Oh, God, yeah. I mean, if that's a challenge.
Do you think you'd be able to tell? We got a great idea for this Zoom call we're going to do. It's going to be us, and we're going to simulate it.
I think you could tell. Are you dancing?
Yeah.
Why do your shoulders keep moving?
If he didn't point the camera down, they would not have really definitively known.
Yeah, I think you could tell, though.
Yeah. Well, it depends. I mean,
the look on your face.
Yeah, exactly. It's the look
There's
on your
no
face.
Way to keep a serious look. If you're on a Zoom call, try to do that.
I don't know. It just depends.
But again, I'm talking to my coworkers.
Right.
So again, even if I'm off camera, the only thing I hear are your voices talking about whatever the hell it is. And it's work related. So it's not even the most exciting topic. You're just talking about the job you already do. And I still decide, you know what, while they're chatting, let me go handle
this. This guy also has a wife and children, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't listen to our show while doing, like.
No, no. And again, it's no offense to you guys. It's just not.
You know what? It's going to be Mike.
Hey!
Can you imagine the look? I want to see the looks on the other people's faces. Because he left the Zoom call for a few moments, called back in, apparently unaware that his camera had been kept on. For at least part of his sex act. So he didn't even know. He switched over to a different one.
Ooh, now, keep in mind, when you don't know people are watching you, you're a lot different, right? Because, again, if we did a Zoom call and we have to guess which one is masturbating, we're trying to mask the fact that we're doing it. If you don't think anyone's looking, you know, his eyes are rolling back in his head, mouth open, all the weird stuff that goes with it, you know what I mean? I don't know, putting Q-tips in his ears, whatever it is that gets him turned on. They were a party to it.
Mm-hmm. In 2008, it was rumored that he was the father of a love child with a lawyer, the daughter of a TV political pundit who was working at CNN. So he's been married since 1986 to his Harvard classmate, and they have a son and a daughter. Now, it'd be one thing.
I feel bad for them.
That me too. Because, look, I mean, if you're married, you can go into your significant other and say, hey, look, man, I'm a human being, and not like we got along lately. I needed to take care of some business.
Well, when you say that romantically, Miles... I'm a human being. Look, let's take care of business.
Look.
Oh, please, yeah, Miles, jump into bed
that's
now.
That's what I'm saying. Like, there's no way in.
That's
as
hot.
Long as they've been married,
sure.
There's a reason that he's doing this, you know, during work.
Sure.
Because he can close the door. He knows no one's supposed to come in during the Zoom call, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This is his only solo time. He's at home. His kids are there. His wife's always there. You know what I mean? This is his
go
quiet
to the bathroom.
Time. I agree with you, but I'm
not on a Zoom call, man. That's all.
I know, but I'm
hide
saying.
Hide in the closet. Do it under the bed. Just. Anywhere
with the wife, she's going to go, why did you do that during a Zoom call with your workmates? Either way, it's the kids that you're going to have a hard time looking in the eye. Because, you know, like your kids, I truly believe at that teen age, they just believe that this is one of those things that you do because either you don't have sex frequently, you've never been with anyone before, you know you're excited and all these things. You don't know at that age that you'll be masturbating until the time that you die.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You just figure you meet someone and then, right. You know, you get together.
Sure.
You have a family and you really don't need to do that. You know what I mean?
And that's not how that works.
It's not how it works at all.
You're going to get back to it.
It's like a bike, man. Once you learn to ride that damn thing, man, I mean, you can get on it when you're 80 years old and still ride it, I'm sure, to some degree, right?
Sure.
But you don't know that as a teenager.
But I think the other bad part is, you know, if this is our buddy, yeah, we'll give him a little grief about it here and there. When you're a teenager, this is all his kids are going to hear about.
Oh, yeah.
Your dad.
Yeah.
I mean, that's it, man. I would be relentless with that. It could be my best friend, but when we're teenagers, if his dad gets pumped, like, man, you can't let that go.
And you know what? And now he's at home all the time. So yeah, it's like, right. I mean, not that he wasn't before, but at the same
time. How old are his kids?
I don't know, but they're old enough to know what he was
doing.
If
they're teenagers, I just picture it be like, oh, I have to follow rules, Dad?
Look,
why don't you go masturbate on a Zoom call?
Well, in all honesty, this guy's been married to his wife since 1986.
Yeah.
So, I mean, heck, 2 or 3 years in, if they had a kid in 1990, you're talking about 2 adult children.
Probably.
Right, well, and there's nothing, again, nothing wrong with it. It's just where he chose to do it.
Sure.
But that's what masturbation comes down to. Everybody does it, but, you know, if I'm sitting in the public library doing it, it is a problem.
Right.
Okay. If I do it on a Zoom call, it's a problem. If I go into my own bedroom, I can even tell you what I'm going to do. Nobody cares.
Right. It's different. Like, okay, you go home unexpectedly. I'm going to surprise the parents. Let's just assume that all of our, like your life.
Already a nightmare.
Let's assume our parents are all together. All right. You go into the house. You sneak in. You hear your mom and your father getting it on quite clearly in the bedroom. And you open the door and you're like, oh, well, maybe I'll just hang outside for a minute. Or,
sure.
You know, whatever. It's not that. But if you walk in and you just hear, and just your mom's home, and she walks up to the door, like, oh, my God, what are you doing here?
That's much worse.
It's much worse.
Dude, I kind of went through this a few years ago. I was back in Maryland, driving back from the Eastern Shore, blah, blah, blah. So I said, you know what? I'll just pop into my dad, say hello.
Oh, no.
And it was the summertime, but obviously he has air conditioning.
Yeah.
But I remember it took him a while to open the door, and my first reaction, I went, why are you sweaty?
Oh, no!
Right? I was like, the hell were you doing? Like,
why are you sweaty?
Yeah, right.
You know why I was sweaty.
Right? I'm just like,
that's the problem with surprising people, but I think most people agree. If someone's going to walk in on you, it's so much better to be having sex with someone else than it is having solo time.
That's what I mean.
Yeah. That is absolutely.
Even if you walked in on your grandparents or whatever it was, you know, I mean.
I can deal.
Exactly.
But if Meemaw's, you know.
But if granddad's got a fleshlight on his.
It's like it's so different.
On his nightstand. You know what I mean? You're going to be like, how did you know about the fleshlight?
Right, I'm kind of impressed granddad has a fleshlight.
Yeah.
Oh, I got it for my birthday.
Your nephew gave it to me.
So now you're going to love this.
Your cousin.
Still can't figure out how to clean it out, but I've had it for you. Oh. Our question today, how did doing something naughty get you or someone else in trouble? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Taylor. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Hey, so just real quick, I wanted to just suggest maybe the head chef does a little experiment with some dino nuggets so you guys can catch up.
We thought about it the other day. You never knew. We did not know how much hell we were going to catch on the air.
People are serious about their dino.
I was just making a point. Like, look, it's kid food. We all know that.
Anything that starts with dino, it would just make the assumption that you were buying this.
They actually have macaroni and cheese where the pasta is shaped like different animals. You know what I mean? You just assume that that's not what you're going to get when you go to your friend's house for dinner. You know what I mean? Unless they have children.
We were quite wrong.
Yeah,
but apparently the texture. Okay, in your expert opinion, what is the best? Why does this dino nugget taste better than every other chicken nugget?
I think maybe you guys were onto something when you said maybe there's sugar in it for the kids because, like, you get like one or two in, and then you start adding in the dipping sauces. It's a game changer.
Okay.
They're just delicious.
All right, well,
people told us that because they're shaped like dinosaurs, the edges get crispier, and people are serious about this.
We actually had the idea of buying 3-tiered nuggets.
All right.
So we would buy basically the dino nuggets for sure. We would buy a mid-tier nugget, whatever that is. And then if they had some kind of exclusive tender or white breast meat thing, you know, whatever the best is, we would buy that, stick them all in there, and do a little taste test.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah. So what?
Actually, it's an incredibly stupid idea, but people are so vehement about their dino nugget love. We're like, all right, we'll give it a try.
They got to be cheaper. I mean, it's probably rooster meat. So how did doing something dirty get you or someone else in trouble?
It's 100% rib meat.
Okay, right. Yeah, rib meat.
So I was I got contacted by one of my really close friends. Him and another friend, they were going out to Seattle for the night. And they're like, hey, man, we're going to go hang out with my cousin and all her sorority sisters. You should come. So, of course, I was going. And we get there, and all the girls are dressed like Fanta girls, which I thought was hilarious. Well, we hang out for a little while, have a couple beers, and then my buddies are like, hey, man, we're going to run out to the store and grab some stuff. You should stay, though. I was like, yeah, okay, cool, whatever. So me and his cousin walk them downstairs, my two friends. We're like, all right, we want Gatorade and yada, yada, yada. So they leave. We get in the elevator, and this is apparently when she wanted to. So her and I, we start fornicating in said elevator. But like completely naked, like just
in the elevator.
In the elevator, and she's real hot, so I was like, "Yeah, I'll get naked. I don't really care." We don't press any buttons. We're just on the main floor. Then it starts to move, but I don't really notice it until the doors open and there's a guy standing. But the buttons were on the other side, so I had to like stretch across to hit the buttons, and like I'm pointing right at him. Well, we get to her, back to her loft, and all friends are asleep, and so she's like, hey, let's keep this going. So I'm like, absolutely, let's go. We're getting at it, and all of a sudden her phone rings, and she looks at me, she's like, no, and hangs up. Starts ringing again, she's like, I get this, and she's on top. I'm like, yeah, go for it. She goes, hey, babe.
She said, and what? Your phone broke up. What did she say? Of course, when the good part.
Wait, all right, say it again. It was her boyfriend.
Ah.
Oh. Okay.
Okay.
Right. Yeah, we had
the phone. That is, I guess that's the part we needed to hear there.
Mm-hmm.
I like that you get on an elevator. I mean, like, look, you want sex on an elevator, I don't care, good for you. I just can't believe you would get completely naked to do it.
Isn't that also the age when you're 20, 21 years old, where even if you have a boyfriend or girlfriend, you really just don't care? I mean, like, I'm not saying that you don't care. I'm just saying, like, it just seems like the rules are a little bit different as far as engagement goes. Like, you have the opportunity, it's game on no matter what. Like, yeah, you have a, quote, girlfriend, or she has a, quote, boyfriend, but that ain't stopping anybody, right?
Right. But they'll tell you that as you're having sex.
I'm just saying.
I do think it happens more at that age, but, I mean, there's some people that
stay married from high school. I get it.
Right.
But, those people don't throw it out there.
But if they to go outside of that relationship, maybe they broke up for 6 months or whatever and got back together.
Oh, that's what that is.
Yeah, but that's the rumspringa. You know what I mean? But it's still in that window of 18 to 20, 21 years old, isn't it?
Generally.
Someone's 54. Like, I just want to go out and start getting laid. I mean, maybe we can just take a little break and come back together. It doesn't work like later in life. You know what I mean?
Well, it's always the thing, right? Like, to get back together after 6 months and it's like, well, and I'm glad we patched things up. I didn't have sex with anyone else. And the other person's like, oh.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah. Well, neither did I.
Yeah, because anyone who tells you that story, well, we've had a couple callers to that. Well, you know, first time he got married, well, you know, it got bad there and we took some time off. And then eventually we just figured out that maybe it wasn't so bad. In other words, I went out and did other things than other people.
Right.
And what I've come to realize is maybe you weren't as bad as I thought you were. And so then we got married again. But basically all you did was take a break to go and have sex with other people.
Figure
it out, right?
I mean, God, if you're on a break, wouldn't you?
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't call it a break when it starts. It's a break if you get back together, right?
You
don't just say, hey, let's take a break from each other. That's a breakup.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's only a break. By the way, someone chimed in. This is horrible. All right. Now, this is, just follow along. It says, I walked into my parents' bedroom to grab something for my dad, or if you told me to. I saw about an 18-inch rubber dildo with incredible girth that was still wet on my mom's nightstand.
Oh.
Forever scarred at 28 years old.
See, I would be forever scarred if my girlfriend brought that home. Because there's no way that I can, after you use that thing, I mean, it's just, you know, it's like, I don't know. It'd be like crawling into a drain pipe. I mean, there's no point. You know what I mean? Like looking for a lost dog. I mean,
right.
It's just,
introduce you to the world of elasticity.
Yeah, I'm telling you what, like, how am I going to keep up with that thing?
You're not.
Right.
She knows you're not. That's why she got it. If you could, she wouldn't have it.
Yeah, how about the other side again? Is I'm like, ah, cool, bring it in here. Let's look at this thing to work.
Man. Okay. I mean, if my penis could vibrate.
Sure.
But it doesn't. So I understand.
I get it, too.
I get it.
Right. Like, if you wear something that vibrates for you,
mm-hmm.
It's not like it ruins her.
No.
Or her parts.
It most certainly does not.
No.
Don't be intimidated by plastic things.
I understand. I'm not saying that. It's like a single person gets like a bone-in tomahawk steak.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Like, hey, it's Friday.
That's a lot of meat, man.
It's Friday.
I mean? Like, I can't eat all that meat. How can you eat all that meat? How did doing something naughty get you or someone else in trouble? 206-421-ROCK.
Guess who it is, Ted?
Jay!
James, welcome to the men's room.
Hey, what's up?
Hola!
Hola. So, basically, this was back when I was like 15 in the days of AOL dial-up. The computer was right out in the middle of the room, and I had gotten home from school early, so I thought I was the only one home. Aunt and uncle were still at work. So I just start going to town, and my cousin apparently was sleeping in the other room, and he wakes up, comes out, and he just makes, like, dead eye contact with me, so I didn't know what to do. This guy has mooned me several times, so I'm just like, all right, this is awkward, and I'm embarrassed. But I did not break eye contact, and I gave it one more quick, like, shotgun pump, and he walked away.
You still in contact with him?
Oh, yeah. He lives just a few miles down the road from me, so, I mean, we go hang out all the time.
Yeah, you should make intense eye contact with him every once in a while, just to see if he remembers.
Does this remind you of anything?
No, I do. Every Thanksgiving or whatever, whenever we're sitting there together, I'll just kind of stare at him real quick. And, yeah.
While eating a carrot. I think that's the...
Good times.
Pass the breadsticks.
God. Yeah, that's... The eye contact makes the whole thing so much worse.
Yeah.
So much worse. We had a guy called years ago, said he was, same thing, he's like 15 or whatever, but he's inside of his home, got home from school, he's masturbating, but his father comes home early, but they made eye contact through the living room window. So his dad's still outside. He's inside to handle his business. He's like, it was the worst thing. They never spoke of it.
Yeah, and do you stop or you just...
I feel like my mood would be ruined, man.
It depends on where you are on the journey, I think. You know what I mean?
It's like a count. If I'm 30 seconds away, like, hey, give me a second.
I think I would try to just, like, cave it.
Oh.
Just put a little hand cave over top of it.
How did doing something naughty get you or someone else in trouble? 206-421-ROCK.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're in the men's room. 99.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle.
A man has been jailed for 3 years for having sex with his own pet chickens while his wife filmed it. Care worker Rahan Beg was described as depraved, despicable, and perverted for the animal abuse that, quote, would make any right-thinking member of society sick to their stomach.
He gets all the chicks.
Beg, who was 37, abused the chickens in his basement of the home he shared with his wife, Halima, who also is featured in the footage of the abuse. The videos were recorded using a GoPro camera, which is great for their commercials, and saved under the file name Family Videos.
Mm-mm-mm.
At one stage, Beg alternated between having intercourse with his wife and the chickens.
He found a woman for him.
He was sentenced after pleading guilty to having intercourse with chickens, possessing images of himself and his wife engaging in sex acts with a dog,
and making indecent images of children. His wife was handed a 6-month suspended sentence after admitting that she filmed her husband. The brown and white chickens died as a result of abuse at the couple's home in West Yorkshire, which is in England. We can go into more detail here, but I think you get the idea. They talk about the pain and suffering you inflicted on these chickens. Must have been horrific. I'm speaking from the judge. All the chickens died as a result. Let me see here. They are beyond comprehension. We will always seek to prosecute those who commit these types of crimes, especially against chickens. Anyway, our question.
But think about this. How do you convince your wife, like, hey, baby, you want to try something new?
Yeah, I'd love to try something new.
Okay, I want to have sex with chickens, and I want you to film it. She's like, okay.
Yeah.
I'm down with that.
How did doing something naughty get you or someone else in trouble? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Bob. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How goes it?
Hola.
Hola. So, quick, because that's what Mike Hawk said to do. Station in Hawaii, me, girlfriend, we're ending the night. She's about to drive off, and she didn't want to end it. So, she had the door open, we were talking, we started kissing, we started making out, and then she starts, you know, going down on me, and then we carried it into the cab of the truck, we're going at it hot and heavy, and coincidentally, though, I get a knock on the window that I hear, where she's just going to town, I turn, and there's a flashlight staring at my face, it was the military police, kind of breaking us up.
What did they tell you to do? They tell you to just put your clothes on and leave the premises?
Oh, we were fully clothed, especially the bombs down, but, they pretty much said it was a gal also, which would be even worse. Like, you can take it somewhere else. I'm like, yes, you can. So
that's, you know what? That's decent.
I've had it happen
to me a couple times.
A couple of times?
Yeah, just take it somewhere else.
Was it a cop?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, is it illegal?
Look, say it's a night. We were in a park, so I mean, they really had to go around through all the roads to find a park.
That's what I mean. Like, if no one can see you, right? Yeah, it's at night. Know. You're in the corner of some abandoned parking lot, and the windows fog up. So, like, anyone can really see it. You know what's going on, but right. I mean, is it? I guess it is illegal.
Well, the cop.
It's kind of like urinating in public. Like, I feel like you get like depends on how out in the open you are.
Right, but see, that's the thing. Like, you know, Miles, when you got busted for urinating in public, like, well. You were outside in the trees in the woods. Like,
get out of the way of you, you know, like anything else. Typically, that's what happens when you use the bathroom outside.
Yeah, generally.
You try to find a corner someplace.
Yes, you do.
You know what I mean? Like, you're not going to be too obvious about it.
Well, you try not to be anyway. Yeah,
but the one that was weird was this guy who was the cop. He was my girlfriend at the time. He was, I guess, grew up with her uncle.
Okay.
So, I mean, he knew her.
You, Sheila.
Yeah, right, take exactly. Somewhere else. Seriously, like, I was like, oh, wow. So, I mean, her whole angle was, please, don't tell my Uncle John. Don't let him know about this.
You
know
right, I mean? I bet you were in agreement. You do not
well,
tell
it's also
Uncle John.
In her mother's car. You know what I mean? Like, right, there's all kinds of things that, you know, like, no.
Parents,
it's a Dodge Omnibus.
If you let your kids borrow the car, you know they're going to have sex in the car.
All you got to do is look on the inside of the windows. You know what I mean?
Right, kids don't think to go to handprints, footprints, anything else.
That was a big no-no in my world, man. You know, you're in a car, you're a kid, you're in the back seat. Don't you touch those windows and fog them all up and draw crap on there.
Oh, man.
What a no-no that was. Like, oh, my God. I'm in a car for 8 hours. Is that the worst thing?
Apparently it was. It was a capital offense.
Yeah,
man.
Just give me some Windex and I'll clean it up after 8 hours. Just put it in the back seat. I don't care. I'm going to draw on the windows.
You know, it's one of you make eye contact in the rearview mirror. I can't remember if it's this building or old building, but Miles and I get on the elevator, and remember the doors closed, and there were the footprints?
Oh, yeah.
And we're like, why are there footprints? So somebody was handling their business on the elevator. And then all I could think is, man, oh, man, I hope they clean the floor at least, right?
Yeah, if you're going to have sex on the elevator in this building, I would recommend the freight elevator. Especially with COVID right now, there's not a lot of stuff going on. I think the freight elevator is your best bet.
Yeah, this just building, too, in normal time, there's too many people.
I'm just not sure where that freight elevator goes.
I don't know.
Yeah, but like where you end up, it's somewhere down in the, you know, the bottom of the building. But either way.
Hopefully.
Right? How did doing something naughty get you or someone else in trouble? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Nikki. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. Thanks
Hola.
For taking my call.
Sure.
You guys are the best.
Oh, thank
Love you.
You
guys. And my son said, make sure that, I tell you that he says hi. You read his birthday shout out and totally made his day.
Wonderful. That's great to hear.
Good.
All right. So it's not like a legal trouble, just a great deal of trouble caused to me, personal trouble. But anyways, back in my early 20s, my mom had expressed some frustration in the bedroom with my dad. So I was like, hey, Mom, I know. I'm going to take you to Castle Superstore. So I take her down to
Tacoma. Wait. Hang on one second. Hang on. So your mom tells you I'm not particularly satisfied with your dad. Like, she has this conversation with you.
Yeah, so my mom's a bit of a open person, and this is the type of person that she would be like, hey, are you going to stay at your friend's house so Dad can take a little blue pill? And I'm like, I'm staying now. Thanks, Mom.
Okay, yeah. At least she asked. I mean, she just wanted to be in the clear.
Yeah, so I take her in. She's never heard of Castle. So I take her in there. She's just floored by the size of that place, right? And she's like a little kid in a candy shop, and I'm just kind of sitting in the background, you know, trying not to be too embarrassed as she's going to all of these different things. And so she collects everything she picked out and goes up to the register. And then she looks at me and she's like, hey, honey, why don't you go pick out something for yourself? My treat. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. The guy ringing her up is just like trying to contain his laughter. And so I just go ran and grab something really quick and put it on there. And she rings it. They get all ring up. She pays for it. And she looks at me and she says, well, now, honey, look, every time you use it, you can think of me.
Oh, God.
Your mom takes it to the next level.
Do you remember what you got?
Jesus.
Actually, I do. And I could not get over the mental image. And I got rid of it.
I mean, can you use any sex toy now without thinking about your mom? Like, to me, that she permanently
even
would
even if it was
that.
A family heirloom, like, your grandmother gave this to me, and now it's my time to give it to you. You don't take it, right?
No. I mean, I don't have any trouble using toys myself.
Sure.
Not ones that my mother purchased for me and said, now you can think of me.
Yeah, great.
It made it very difficult to go back into that store afterwards. Because, you know, the guy there just chuckles and kind of has to.
Did you think about your mom last
night?
I'll
never be able to go here again.
Yeah. I think I'm just old enough now where I don't care. Like, I just assume. You know what I mean? Like, I've never really been.
You should assume.
Yeah. It's like, of course.
You could always ask.
That better be happening. Something better be happening. Or if not, I don't want to live that long. You know what I mean?
Right.
How did
think of me?
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem. It was just an extra comment we didn't need.
Right. Mm-hmm. If you just didn't say that one thing, everything would be okay.
It'd ruin the turbo tongue tickler, whatever it was. You know what I mean? So it was probably a decent device.
Yeah, I at least hope she picked something she didn't really want.
Right. How did doing something naughty get you or someone else in trouble? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Jared. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, boys.
Hola.
So basically, was at a buddy's house for a party, and the girl that I was talking to at the time tagged along with me. And so after the night was done, we were all pretty drunk at the time, and we were all getting ready to go to bed. So me and the girl that I was with, me and her were sleeping on the herb, getting ready to lay down on the couch, and then one thing led to another, and you know, got some things going on down there, and someone came from upstairs to downstairs to get some water, and we stopped midway, and like we both looked at her, and she goes, I'm sorry, I was just coming out to get some water. I was like, well, wait a different time and come back later.
Okay, give me some water. I'd say my throat is dry.
Yeah, exactly right.
Yeah, nobody enjoys that, man. And don't tell me what you're doing. Just go. Ooh, I'm sorry. I was going to come down and turn on 6.
Yeah,
I don't care.
We don't need to have a discussion right now.
Right. Why do people feel the need to speak? Make your eye contact, feel awkward, and walk away, right?
Yeah, you're right. I've been on that side of it, too.
What, where you walked in on someone and started talking? What do you say?
Same thing. Just like, oh, I was here looking for something. Like, I just felt so awkward that I had to say something.
I mean, sure, but it's like, I don't care. Okay, what'd you do?
Look, you're right. She did not need to say, hey, I'm
you just
down
broke
here.
Into the panic.
Right, I just panicked.
I was in a dorm at one point in time. You're not supposed to stay over in a dorm because they just had that rule when you're a freshman or whatever. But I was hanging out in somebody's dorm room. We ended up kind of just hanging out in the bed, doing whatever. Her roommate comes back from the bar. She's got her boyfriend with her. The way the bunks were set up were kind of like not a traditional bunk bed, but the kind where you can almost walk into the bottom part and the other top bunk is going the other direction.
Oh, like the Different Strokes bunk bed.
Exactly.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So there's a ladder at the foot of the bed, but it's still like you have to. And they both went up the ladder and I'm laying there. She's asleep.
Do they know you're there?
Yes.
Okay.
She's asleep and I'm laying there. I'm acting like I'm asleep. They go up and they start going at it. Now, I'm looking up at this bed, and this bed is just wiggling, and it's wiggling my bed, and you know what I mean? And I'm just, like, sitting there, like, what do I do? Like, what do I do? Like, I didn't know what to do, and I kept nudging the girl that I was with, like, hey, wake up.
Right, right.
Wake up. She wouldn't wake up. You know, she was completely passed out. So I just sat there and waited for him to finish, and then I couldn't go to sleep. You know what I mean? And
let me ask you this, though. Does it start getting stinky and humid in there?
I didn't have any of that going on. It was just, it seemed like, even though it was probably only 5 minutes, it seemed like an hour.
And it's just awkward.
It is. Because,
like, you're laying underneath two other people having sex.
Right. And I'm thinking to myself, is this bed coming down? Because it's a twin. It's a single bed. You know what I mean? Yeah. And it's like,
did any limbs hang off the side? Or?
Yeah, I mean, the whole deal. I mean, there was no railing on or anything. It was just like it was an open air kind of a bed. And it was just weird.
And I don't know how to explain it. If you walk by and that door opens and there they are, you're like, nice work.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
It's like, I just don't know that I want to listen to it right above me.
No, I don't want to be in the room with you.
Yeah. How did doing something naughty get you or someone else in trouble? 206-421-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Well, my story, let's see, happened probably about over 20 years ago. Me and my friends and these two girls snuck into the community pool. I grew up in California, so it's not like inside like it is here. It's outside. It's just a fence that you have to hop over, which was very easy. Start getting, having some fun in the pool, you know, with the girls.
Sure.
Next thing we know, three cop cars pulled up and saying that her mother called the police on us, saying that we kidnapped her to take her to the pool. Even though we were all the same age, that we kidnapped her to take her to the pool and have sex with her.
That's what happens in most kidnappings. Like, let's go to the amusement park. Let's go to the pool.
That's
be
your
seen
traditional
in public
kidnapping.
As much as possible. Maybe we'll go to the mall, see a movie.
And you know it's kidnapping when they return the person home.
Right.
So, did the cops honestly believe that you had kidnapped her?
No, they were more pissed off that we broke into a pool. And we had the CPR dummy in the pool with us.
All right. You have to remember that Annie, that doll, is thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I was like 13 or 14 years old.
Right. If you break into the pool, most of the time, unless you poop in it,
right?
Or you do, like, there's very little. I mean, you could break into the concession stand. You could do things that can get you into trouble. But I've been busted in a pool before.
But usually, everyone was to get into the pool.
We're not doing anything that we wouldn't do if the pool was open, except for maybe fool around.
Exactly.
And other than that, like, we're not destroying the property. We're not going in there and vandalizing the place because it's the pool. We want to go back.
Sure.
You know, but we also want to go there and swim at night. So, yes, it's not right to do that. But what I'm saying is, for the most part, you're not generally destroying the park. Security got there, they're like, guys, just please go home. Don't do this.
Now, Mike, you were a lifeguard. Anyone ever poop in the pool?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was a couple kids that did.
But how often? I mean, what is the occurrence? Is it like once a month?
I worked there for, I think, 2, maybe 3 years, and I can probably count on two hands how many poops
Lord.
I personally had to deal with.
That's ridiculous.
I have a very good friend, all right? And he has a membership at a facility that has a pool. Families go there all the time. And I was there with him not too long ago. And you're looking down at the pool, and the pool is magnificent because there's been no one in it.
Right.
You know, for the entire year. So it's clean, it's spotless, and I'm looking down, I'm like, this is a great time to be able to just jump in that pool, you know what I mean, down there? And he's like, hey, look, you got to understand. He's like, that pool closes for weeks at a time because of the kids. So he's like, even when that pool is open, it's closed down a lot based on that fact. Look, swimmies, they don't hold everything in. you know, you're putting a diaper on a child. So
that's why they have the kiddie pool.
They like, did have a kiddie pool.
Right. Kid poop in.
And I was like,
if your kid has to poop in a pool, can they poop in the kiddie pool?
And that's what I said. I was like, he's like, it's closed constantly. He's like, they got to shut the whole thing down. They
that's another reason you shouldn't have small children in hot tubs.
Right.
Because it warms them up and they can't even really control it.
Right.
Well, and they already don't have great control. And how do you get...
Well, psychologically, you're putting a diaper on a child, which tells them that they use the bathroom in that diaper. So even if you're potty training or whatever the deal is, once you put a diaper on, a two-year-old, a three-year-old, whatever the deal is, they know how to work the action, if they're not potty trained or not. So that's what a swimmy pull-up is. It's like saying, go head in here.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's like, no, because...
Is it a net? Do you just take the net and scoop it out?
You basically use that same leaf fish net and you scoop it out for the best case scenario. What you have to do.
Right, best case.
You also, right.
Do you drain the pool? Say it's diarrhea.
No.
But if it's diarrhea.
What is it, right, consistency. What do we do there, Mike?
You know what? To be fair, I was thankful to not ever have to deal with that sort of consistency.
Oh, my.
But I know that they do. There's some acid that they can put in there. There's ways to clean the sides of that pool as well as the bottom of it. We have a massive vacuum that we can use to clean that up.
It's not the same. Between the ages of when you're born and 2 years old and you're maybe you're still in a diaper, whatever the deal is, there are times where you'll go to change a diaper in a onesie. And it'll have been shot up the back and is on the shoulders.
And you don't understand how it happened.
How any human being could do this. Like, you could never, and it's proportional. So, could you imagine using the bathroom like that now and shooting it all the way up on your back to your shoulders? Because you're the same proportional size.
And not complaining about it. That's the part
that's like, there's nothing solid about this. This would keep you from eating Grey Poupon for years.
There was one that the parents were attentive enough that they managed to get the kid out of the pool in time, and then they just kind of laid waste right there on the side of the pool.
I was able to take
some 409, get out there and scrub the thing clean. It was fine.
Yeah. How did doing something naughty get you or someone else in trouble? 206-421-ROCK.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.